Vice President Abdelbaghi says any group or individual who continue to occupy a land belonging to a school will be arrested. He says his office has given land grabbers 4 weeks grace period to vacate schools' land across the country.
I wish to inform the general public that all the illegal occupants of the school lands are hereby notified to vacate the lands within 4 weeks' time from now. Failure to comply with the above directives would lead to the following measures. One, the government will apply the laws against those who refuse to adhere to the stated order. Number two, demolition of illegal buildings across the country will be carried out in compliance with the court direct. Number three, the state authorities are hereby directed to provide details, information of a school illegal occupied by squatters in their territories.
The vice president in charge of service clusters says individuals who grabbed school lands in several states across South Sudan were given notice to vacate the school lands.
They've identified them. Most of them are in Juba, some are in Wau, and some are in Western Equatoria, some are in Awil, and many others are in the country. This practice had been carried out so long time ago, and we have to put it to an end. Even last week, Nakon, one of the towns of Warabi State, we got in front of the interest of the school, we got people are having a shop, and they are using shisha. And this is very dangerous for our kids. So there are many of them, and we are going to state by state, and we are going to demolish them.
He says some individuals have even started businesses on school lands, adding that such businesses will affect school children.
This time will be different. Last time we gave the directive to the governors, some of them they didn't abide by, and that is why we commend General Rintuin Mabio, because he's the one who implemented our directives. This time will be different because I'm going by myself to supervise the demolition of this school land which are occupied by the market, businesses, market places to be.
In 2015, Human Rights Watch says South Sudanese leaders should help end widespread military use of schools by both government and opposition forces. South Sudan's army issued a military order prohibiting the soldiers from using the school for military purposes, but these orders were never followed. Abdelbaghi says land grabbers disobey his directives will be arrested and prosecuted in the court. For VOA News, I am Roskeji Benjamin in Juba.